And this is a dictation for Elizabeth Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S, November 6, 2001. I saw Elizabeth come with boyfriend prior dialysis, last visit in February. We stopped dialysis because she was not coming to do treatment, catheter removed. She's a smoker, denies marijuana, smoker, occasional marijuana, denies vaping or heavy alcohol intake. I did an extensive review system. She denies all. Has been taking ibuprofen maybe once a week, iron pill once a week, energy drink two or three times per week. Next paragraph, resting weight, 150. Blood pressure by nurse, 150/499. Lungs are with early COPD emphysema, very distant without consolidation pleural effusion. No arrhythmia pericardial wrap, no JBD, no ascites, no edema, no focal deficit. I don't see skin rash or jaundice. Normal neurological brief exam. Next paragraph. New chemistry needs to be done back in February. She has chronic anemia, hemoglobin above 10. There has been problems of high potassium, metabolic acidosis, a normal albumin calcium. GFR has been consistently less than 15. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 5, long-term hypertension. Unfortunately, she twice has done dialysis briefly and then doesn't come back to treatment. She has refused to have an AV fistula. We already removed the dialysis catheter. At the same time, she has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload. There are physical findings from probably COPD from smoking. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. I'm asking her to compromise and allow us at least to treat more aggressively blood pressure, anemia, and potassium acid-base abnormalities. She's going to do blood tests today or tomorrow. We cannot do any transplant workup as being non-compliant. She understands the risk of not dialyzing. We'll keep educating her and boyfriend. End of dictation.